Macombe Building has become a pleasant sight as the passport touts are no longer hounding people demanding large sums of money for processing passports. They used to demand large sums of money from people visiting the passport office as they were capable of setting up someone with passport officers at a fee. It is now easy to interact with passport officers and process one's documents without paying passport merchants. Like at any public place, one can find a queue at Macombe Building, but without the pushing and shoving that had become the order of the day. Apart from that, one does not need to sleep anymore for days outside Macombe Building or any passport office in Zimbabwe when looking for a passport. And Zimbabweans like Chengeto Fusirai, who was found helping her son to apply for a passport at Macombe Building, said this is a great achievement by the Registrar General's office.
No longer sleeping here. The lines are very short and the service is very good and technology and improving.
The situation at most passport offices eased before the recent commissioning of a passport processing plant at KG 6 Army Barracks by President Robert Mugabe, which is capable of processing 16,000 booklets a day. Harare serves between 700 and 1,000 clients per day. The state-of-the-art machine is designed to quicken the process of acquiring a passport in Zimbabwe. For an ordinary passport, one has to fork out $53 and it takes up to 6 weeks to process the passport. For a passport that will be processed within 3 days, one needs to pay $253, while an emergency passport that is issued within 24 hours costs $318. Harare resident Ruth Phillips said, though the Registrar General's office appears to be doing the right thing, at times the processing of passports can be delayed.
I was 10 years old or something, so this time around now I'm 24 years old, so it was a whole procedure and everything. I found it to be quite difficult. There was a lot of procedures that we had to go through at the beginning, and we were here a good 4 hours, I would say. I came with my brother, and but it's not too bad. Everything is, they've got a very good system here, and you've just got to follow each rule and stuff. And then, we came on the 1st of March, and they said 4 to 6 weeks. It's nearly the 1st of May, so it definitely has taken a lot longer than what we were expecting. But anyway, we phoned yesterday, said it's ready, and now we've come to collect. So far it's been good. We're just now waiting to actually collect from the window.
Another Zimbabwean, Veronica Maingehama of Mutoko in Mashonaland East Province, said she was surprised to see so much order at Macombe Building when she went there seeking an emergency passport.
Well, what I can say is the service has improved. The last time I was here was 3 years back, I think. I don't really follow the news. I don't know about the new machine that was bought or whatever. But it has improved, because before you would have to come here early, really, really early for the queue, to stand in the queue and get a number and then go inside, the processing and everything. But as for me, I came here yesterday. I wanted an emergency passport. So I got here around 9, and within 2 hours, everything was processed. I was out. I was amazed, because when I got inside, the setup has changed. They have so many cameras now, so many people that are serving. So I think because of that they have so many desks and people that are helping, it makes the service faster.
Efforts to get a comment from the Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede were fruitless, as he was said to be attending various meetings in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.